Local 107.3 FM presents the mixtape.
Hello and welcome to another edition of the mixtape. My name is Brian Cleveland, coming at you as I do every single week from the local FM studios in St. John, New Brunswick. And the mixtape usually bringing you my selections of some of the greatest new Canadian music every single week. But as we do every single year, I am joined once again by my once regular, now intermittent co-host, Tom O'Connell.
Hello, it's good to be back.
Yeah, probably been about a year. At this point,
I think so. I don't think I've been back since our last, like the best of 2014. So
that makes sense.
It's been too long.
So we're going to do this week and next week, as we have the last couple of years, bringing you some of our favorite albums of the year. So this isn't necessarily a super CanCon heavy show, though we both definitely picked a fair chunk of Canadian records as well. And yeah, we're just going to basically be bringing you over 2 weeks, 10 of our favorite albums of the year in no particular order. I'm not really sure how many years we've been doing this. This is the 11th year of the radio program.
Believe so this might be the 10th time we've done it.
Yeah, it's hard to say. I know at one point in time we were doing weekly programs where we were picking different years just at random at one point in time. We were doing that.
But I distinctly remember doing it in 2005.
That's interesting.
Yeah, because my number one album that year was Arctic Monkeys, and a fact that was 2005.
And every subsequent record of theirs has probably been your favorite.
Not necessarily. No? If anything, they've been going down a little bit every time. Yeah. Never topped that first one.
See, I'm not going to get into too much chit-chat here, because we do try to get through all of the lists, and so we'll see how much time we have at the end to sort of talk about how we came up with our lists and what the year of music was like and all that sort of stuff. And of course, there's always room for honorable mentions, usually one or two at the end, hopefully. So we'll just kind of jump right into it in just a second. I'll let Tom take the way and take the lead on this one. But yeah, this year, after struggling for quite some time to really put any sort of list together, I had at one point in time, I was just like, well, I'm going to just list all of the albums I enjoyed. And there was a list of like 50 or 60 records. And I was like, how am I ever going to narrow this down into any satisfying list of any certain time? And more over the years, different people have been putting out lists that are not ranked in any particular order. And really, at the end of the day, this program's mainly for our enjoyment. We're trying to bring people good music, and we appreciate everybody tuning in, but the lists don't hold any import. Like, it's just,
and they're so fluid too. Like, even in the days that follow recordings of this, these episodes, I find like if I looked at my list, I would do it differently that day than I did the day before.
Yeah.
So the idea of having like a concrete list seems a little silly when your taste, or at least I find my taste and what I like and dislike about certain music fluctuates constantly.
And we've never ever called it the best albums of the year list. It's always been we've always been very clear that at this very moment in time, this is our favorite records of the 365 days, one full rotation of the around the sun.
Yeah.
that has passed, basically.
Exactly.
And so anyway, it made a lot of sense to kind of try to do a non-ranked list this year. And once I decided to do that, it made the list come together a lot more easily, because I wasn't trying to figure out like, oh, do I like this record more than this one, and et cetera. It was just like, what are my 10 favorite right now? And that's all I need to figure out. It wasn't really all that hard. So I guess what I've prepared today is my, basically, as I said, 10 favorite albums of the year. And as Tom just mentioned, I'll always add the caveat that in all likelihood, this list would look different in like a week, a month, a year, a decade, as I listen to records from this year that I've never even heard of, or other ones grow on me, or I lose interest, or my taste change. So that's just like our own. This is what we're presenting you. Take it or leave it, however.
Please don't write angry Facebook messages saying we forgot
something.
It's
just for fun. And so, yeah, so I'll just throw it over, Tom. We're basically presenting you our albums this year in alphabetical order of artist. And then we'll, so this is ranked in not necessarily any particular order aside from that.
Yeah, so it's alphabetical. All right, so here's my first album, and it is the album Constant Bop by Bop English. It is a solo debut from James Petrelli of White Denim. And also, fun fact, he's also the son of former Blue Jays catcher Gino Petrelli. That's not enough of a Canadian connection to qualify him as CanCon, but I thought given the year the Blue Jays had, it was worth mentioning. And this is from a 5-star review of the album from The Guardian. I'll just read the quote here. It's a great album to listen to on your headphones. The level of detail and the clarity of the aesthetic choices really become apparent. You find yourself marveling at production and recording. It's bliss. And clearly critics agree, although this didn't get widespread play, it was a critical darling throughout the year. On Metacritic, it scored a score of 84 out of 100. And The Independent, like The Guardian in the UK, also gave the album a 5-star rating. And the song you'll be hearing, which is my favorite track on the album, is titled Danny's Blues. It was beyond our control.
Cool. Yeah, I gave that one a little bit of a listen a couple times. If I'm not mistaken, I think it might have been nominated for the Mercury Prize too. Maybe it wasn't.
It could have been.
I forget.
Yeah.
I know Jamie XX was too, and the album that actually won is one I've never heard of before. Mm-hmm. I haven't listened to, so I'll have to check it out. But so the first album I'll be bringing you today is the debut from anime called Sallows. This is the epitome of an album for me that grew on repeat focused listenings and that I also appreciated on a completely whole new level, played live by a trio at Sappy Fest, which was definitely the most encapsulating performance I saw in 2015. Anime is the side project of HSY's Anna Mayberry and is often described as neo-folk or experimental folk. However, I view Anna more as Canada's answer to Grouper, and she's often mentioned in reviews of her as well. And she didn't have an album out in 2015 for the first time in 2010, so this debut album, a very ambient, heavy, and full looming sounds, kind of took that place for me. And unlike in her loud band HSY, who also had an album in 2015, her voice soars over the sparse yet enveloping noise here, alongside producer David Zizka, who you might know as Egyptrix, who is a pretty cool Canadian electronic producer. Sallows presents rich and textured songs that sound nothing like anything they presented in their own projects and their other projects. The slow swelling pace is ever evident on the song you'll be hearing, which is called Mute Flames. Fits well here along with other tracks that were previously released on 2013's self-titled EP. The only real mention I could find on other lists throughout the year was that it was named the 45th best album of the year by Fact Magazine. So we're going to hear Danny's Blues by Bop English and then Mute Flames by Anime, and then we'll be right back as we bring you some of our favorite albums of the year right here on The Mixtape.
Thank you.
That was Mute Flames by Anime from the album Sal. It was one of my favorite records of 2015. Tom and I bringing you our 10 most favorite albums of the year in unranked. Let's just bring it to you alphabetically this year in basically the next 2 weeks of the program. So stay locked here for some of our favorite albums of the year, and we're just going to keep rolling with it, taking turns going first. So I'm going to keep rolling here with Mutant by Arca, who is a Venezuelan producer, nay Alejandro Gershi, and he's bordering on prolific despite a nascent career. He was far and away the artist I listened to the most in 2015, whether it was his 2014 debut Zen in heavy rotation in late 2014 into early 2015, his contributions to the new Bjork album, Valnicura and Kalela's EP Hallucinogenic, or this late 2015 sophomore album. It seemed like his staccato flourishes touched everything of note in the winter and fall. I named Zen my fifth favorite album of 2014 when we were doing this program last year, but it quickly rose to the top over repeat listens in the early part of the year. And with another November release, whose 62 minutes spread across 20 tracks, I'm still finding my way through. I suspect the same could be said in years time about Mutant if Arca releases another new record in 2016. Considering he's posted two new songs to SoundCloud in the past week, the likelihood of this happening seems pretty high. Mutant placed on at least 10 album of the year lists, which included being named Tiny Mixtape's favorite music release of 2015, in which they wrote, "There was no release in 2015, flexible quite like this. It wasn't that Mutant sounded like nothing else that year. It was that Mutant sounds like it could enfold everything else." And yeah, it was definitely my most listened to artist of the year and the third most listened to album of 2015. And I think it is a prime example of why I've struggled so often to put these lists together, because both of those albums the last 2 years came out in November, and you're like trying to figure out what your favorite releases of the year were as they continue to be released. So
yeah, like there's a song, an album I'd included probably in my honorable mentions, but if I made this list next week, it definitely cracks probably the top 10 for sure. But anyway, my second album that I'm going to be playing from today is the eighth album from the British band Blur, and their first one since 2003, so 12 years in between albums. And it was recorded in London and, oddly enough, in Hong Kong. And there is an interesting story that goes along with why this album was partly recorded in Hong Kong. They were in Asia, Blur was, to be in a music festival in Japan, but for unknown reasons, I don't think it was ever really known, this was in 2013, the festival was suddenly canceled. And they were kind of left stranded in Hong Kong for 5 days. And what came out of that 5 days was a lot of the tracks that you hear on The Magic Whip. And it was come out with widespread critical acclaim, with a Metacritic score of 81 and appearances of the year-end best-end lists in NME and Rolling Stone, the latter of which named it the number 10 best album of the year. And I'll be playing a track called Go Out off of Blur's album The Magic Whip.
So how excited are you about the prospect of a new Gorillaz album this year?
Very excited.
Right on. So keep it locked right here. We are bringing you some of our favorite albums of the year that was 2015. You're gonna hear a couple of tracks by Arca and Blur right here on The Mixtape. We'll be right back.
myself. Greedy, go get a gun. Luxury of stuff. I'm seedy in the hole. I get into my bed, I do it to myself. To the local, to the local, to the local. Nothing to be addressed now. There's nothing to get up about, 'cause we do it all the time. The shepherd is undone, she done it all again. I get ready to go, the green go get a car. We go into the local. Western man, top button left undone. Imperious design, the peppers of luxury. A greedy go-getter in the sky bar, she on her own. She get ready to go, she doesn't live herself. Dancing with herself.
We are back here on the mixtape on Local 107.3 FM, and we are taking a look back at 2015 with our favorite albums of the year. You just heard two songs, one from Blur's album The Magic Whip, and that's a track called Go Out. And before that, we heard from Arca with a track called Vanity, which is off the album Mutant. And we're just going to keep right on going here. I guess it is my turn to go first now. And the next album you're going to hear from my list is the second album from the Glasgow band Churches, or as Brian insists on calling them, Chverches, because of their unique spelling, C-H-V-R-C-H-E-S. This is an album that was recorded early in 2015 after a six-week break from touring. And the band debuted many of the album's songs right here in Canada at Ottawa's Blues Fest back in July. And in a review from the NPR website, I got this quote, and it says, "The album fizzes with the jolting electricity that it takes to jumpstart a lifeless situation and wields more razzle-dazzle than Church's debut dared to attempt." This is an album that appeared on best of year-end lists from publications such as American Songwriter, Entertainment Weekly, The Guardian, NME, and Under the Radar. And I'll be playing a track off this album titled Never Ending Circles.
You know how I know you're super dedicated?
How?
This is all handwritten and pen and everything in a little notebook. And
yeah, well, my computer wasn't available when I was doing this, and that's why mine are also a little bit shorter than yours.
So we're going to keep it rolling here as well with another Canadian group and another band I caught and loved at Sappy Fest this year, which was Doldrums. The second album from Eric Woodhead's project is likely the most polarizing on my list. It received an equal mixture of love and derision from music journalists, either loved or put off by its erratic electronic nature. Furthermore, the album follows up the well-guarded debut with more of the same, which afforded this album the title of lacking growth. Receiving love elsewhere, however, Pop Matters named it the 59th best album of 2015. And ultimately, this album had some of my favorite songs of the year. Despite a less than flattering review, even Pitchfork's Patrick Fallon agreed that Video Hostage, the track we're going to play, was the album's unrivaled highlight. So we're going to be hearing from that following Tom's pick of Church's. So keep it locked right here.
Or Traverches.
We are counting down, or not counting down, we're just bringing you some
of our... Yeah, there's no counting.
There's no counting.
No math.
We're just bringing you some of our favorite albums of the past year. 5 each this week and 5 each the following week. So strap in for some great tunes. Here is Church's.
Bye.
That was Video Hostage by Doldrums from his second album, The Air Conditioned Nightmare, which came out in 2015, as Tom and I bring you some of our favorite albums of the past year. And he also played a track from Church's latest record,
which is called Every Open Eye, which was something I think I forgot to mention.
I also realized I forgot to mention the name of my album too.
We should probably start doing that.
It's probably a really important part of the process.
Yeah.
So we are bringing you some of our favorite albums of the year, as we have been doing for generally every year that the mixtape has been on. We are about to enter, or we have entered, our 11th year of the program. Believe it or not, it's taken many different forms, but it's generally been Tom and I for the mass majority of it. So it's nice to have him here at least once a year to bring me some of his favorite records that we maybe didn't hear on the program. And we're going to keep it rolling in that vein with a new album from Empress of. Poised by many as an artist that could really break through to the mainstream in the near future, Me is the debut album from Empress of, the solo project of New York-based Honduran-American singer-songwriter Lorelei Rodriguez. Having named her album the 37th best of 2015, Pitchfork's Eric Torres remarks that she makes a strong case for herself as one of the most confident, skilled pop artists of the year, considering she wrote and recorded the entire album herself during an isolated five-week stay in Mexico. The accolades, which includes placement on at least 10 Album of the Year lists, are well warranted. The more I listened to this album, the harder it was to choose my favorite track, but I ultimately decided on the first track that I had heard and immediately fell in love with, which was the second single, Kitty Cat. I first heard the track as one of Exclaim senior editor Stephen Karlick's weekly picks on another radio program of mine, Earshot 20, and I listened to it at least five times back to back, which is basically something I never do, get this song that I just feel the need to listen to over and over again. It is definitely a pretty quirky earworm for sure, and that will be the track that we'll be hearing as soon as Tom lets us know what his pick is.
All right, so my next pick is the album Sometimes I Sit and Think and Sometimes I Just Sit by Australia's Courtney Barnett. And if you find that the title there is a mouthful, wait till you hear her lyrics, because they are all over the place in the best way possible. This is the debut album from the 28-year-old Australian, after two previous EPs were well-received here in North America and garnered attention from Rolling Stone and the New York Times. I won't get too much into it because I'd like to hear the song right away, but I will tell you that this was on several year-end top 10 lists, including AV Club, Guardian, Pitchfork, and Stereo Gum. And this album also was nominated for 8 awards at the Australia Recording Association Awards, winning 4. And it peaked at number 4 in Australia and number 20 in the United States. We'll be hearing my favorite track off this album, one of my favorites of the year, which is titled Pedestrian at Best.
All right, so don't go anywhere. We're counting down, bringing you some of our favorite albums of the year here on the mixtape this week and next. You're about to hear Kitty Cat by Empress of and a track by Courtney Barnett. So stay around. Don't go anywhere. Why would you? We're not going anywhere.
No.
Here is Kitty Cat.
Still do the same. I'm looking for myself when you still call me.
Hello and welcome back to the mixtape as Brian and I take a look back at our favorite albums of 2015. And we just heard two albums. One from my list, we heard a song from Courtney Barnett's Sometimes I Sit and Think and Sometimes I Just Sit. We heard a track called Pedestrian at Best. And before that, we heard Empress Of off their album Me. And it was a track called Kitty Cat. And I guess it's my turn to go first. So I'll do just that. We're going to hear an album that was my personal favorite of 2015. Now, I know we weren't ranking them, but if we were, this was unquestionably my number one. And it is the album I Love You, Honey Bear by Father John Misty, a.k.a. Jay Tillman, a 34-year-old singer-songwriter from Maryland and former member of Fleet Foxes and Saxon Shore. This is an artist who gained notoriety from a cameo that he made in Masters of None, the Netflix show starring Aziz Ansari. The plot of one of the episodes circles around who will Aziz's character take to a secret Father John Misty show. And this is the second studio album that Jay Tillman has produced under the pseudonym Father John Misty. And I just have some snippets from different reviews of the album to share with you. Exclaims Matthew Ritchie gave the album a perfect score, writing that Tillman's intentions and feelings as a songwriter have never seemed so clear. Alexis Podidis of The Guardian praised the album's lyrics, writing, "There are moments when, if you're listening closely, the constant lyrical shifts from caustic irony to plaintive declarations of love can really knock you for six, not least on the title track." Pitchfork Media's Mike Powell gave the album a Best New Music designation, calling it an album by turns passionate and disillusioned, tender and angry, so cynical it's repulsive, and so open-hearted it hurts. And I'll be playing my favorite track, Chateau Lobby No. 4 in C for Two Virgins.
All right, and we're going to play a track from what was most likely my most favorite Canadian record of the year. Similarly to Buzz Records, the home of the aforementioned Anime and HSY, Mint Records is another Canadian record label I can pretty much always expect gold from. In addition to great records from Tough Age, Rennie Wilson, and Fake Tears this year, they released the debut album from Edmontonian Jessica Gelbert's new moniker, Faith Healer, which became one of the first Canadian records I truly fell in love with this year. Recorded alongside Wilson, Cosmic Troubles filled the gap opened last year by Always by providing more chill 60s and 70s inspired psychedelic pop rock to whisk you away. And we're going to hear the lead track following Tom's pick, which is called Again. So keep it locked right here. You're about to hear from Father John Misty and Faith Healer on the mixtape.
Am I spread and butter? Done this, baby, be gentle. It's my first time. I've got you inside. People are boring, but you're something else completely. Damn, let's take our chances. Lift up your wedding dress, someone was probably murdered in. So bourgeoisie to keep waiting. Dating for 20 years just feels pretty civilian. I've never thought that. Explain, you take my last name.
Just heard a track by Faith Healer from their 2015 debut, Cosmic Troubles, one of my favorite albums of 2015. We heard Chateau Lobby number 4 in C for Two Virgins from Father John Misty's I Love You Honey Bear, his 2015 album, one of Tom's favorites of the year. As we continue bringing you some of our favorite albums of 2015, that brings us to a close this week, but we have a part 2 the following week, so be sure to continue tuning in to the mixtape every single Tuesday from 9 to 10 a.m. on local FM 107.3 in St. John, New Brunswick, as well as our fine airing partners across Canada, thanks to the NCRA's Program Exchange, also available for your own personal download on radioforall.net or the iTunes podcasting service. Thanks so much for joining us. Hope you have a great week, and we'll be back next week to bring you another 10 of our favorite albums of 2015. Say goodbye, Tom.
Goodbye, Tom.